Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Do all men do these things?
Now you're a man! A man! Now you're a man! A man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Oh, yeah.
Alright. There's a bunch of these. The men on the show will say if they've ever done them.
Okay.
All right.
C is the most manly, according to this.
Okay.
Guys, you could text in. Ladies, you could text in and rat people out as well.
Oh, so this is you have to do these things if you want to be considered a man?
No, it's more confession. Like, okay. Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Like, a lot of these, wouldn't necessarily be, like, negative.
Okay.
But they're not exactly positive.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It's not well, like,
right. Keep score,
build a shed in the backyard and get no permits. Boom.
Have
check
a permit
mark.
Displayed in the front window of the house.
Don't inspect anything except boobs.
Don't care about approvals.
You kind of got me with that one.
Didn't it? Yeah. All right. Number one. Imagine your entire life with a girl you just met.
Okay.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And that's not a guy thing. Women do that too, right?
Yeah. I've done that.
Yeah. Doesn't everybody do that?
Yeah, it's when you're in that phase of like, oh, puppies and butterflies and everything's
yes.
great.
Yeah. It doesn't even have to be somebody that is giving you the time of day.
No, we're going to grow all together.
Oftentimes, it's not somebody who's giving you the time of day.
No, I would look at somebody who is super hot and imagine her saying to me in 10 years, boy, I never thought I'd be with somebody like you, but I'm in love.
Yeah.
Even in my wildest dreams, it's still condescending.
Definitely pictured yourself with Miss Chiquita Banana for the rest of your life, right? The Chiquita Banana lady that you met at the mall?
No, I don't think that's one.
But I think everybody's done
I had things imagined with Kayla pretty quick.
Yeah.
Kelly knows that.
Oh, yeah. Y'all fell fast.
Yeah.
I get it. I was engaged 6 months after I met my husband.
Yeah.
Married a year and 2 months later.
From the time we hinged together, I came in, I said, Kelly, one hit's different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just really good at this, I guess.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, clearly not the best, obviously. Mm-hmm. One for two. Anyway. all right, number two. Sometimes your morning number one goes sideways, and it's annoying to clean it up because you just didn't know it was going to take a right turn or a split in the road when it comes out.
Yeah.
True?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there is nothing worse than the split stream.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Looks like somebody's learning something. Maitland, do you have any questions?
That's a thing that happens? I thought that was only on that bumper sticker.
I don't know the bumper sticker.
The guy where you see him from behind and there's two peas coming out of him?
Oh, like,
I guess I don't. I've never seen this.
So, like Calvin who wants to pee on more than one thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. But no, that does happen occasionally.
The split stream, yeah. It does.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Yeah.
It's not terrible. Great.
No, it's the worst. Or sometimes it can be a regular stream, singular, but go sideways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These things are like water hoses.
Well, they are. They're very much like that. It's like, you know, if you take a regular hose and you put your finger right in the middle, what happens? Or if you put your finger off to the side, that's basically what happens.
But there's no finger.
But it's your skin. It's your skin just sticks a little or whatever, yeah. And all of a sudden, it's not easy.
I mean, every time you go, it's a little bit different size and shape, you know?
Yeah.
Like, y'all got it easy. Too. You just sit down over a space. We got, like, a really fleshy thumb that is unpredictable.
Yeah, and changes in firmness and size.
Yeah. It was recently a big thumb, and now it's becoming smaller. And another time, it's pretty cold, and you're like, God, is that just the nail on the thumb? Where'd the thumb go? I still got to pee. Yes.
Well, depending on where our roast beef is flapping around, that kind of determines the direction of our pee.
That makes
sense. Especially if we're squatting. I peed on my legs so many times. Mm-hmm. So frustrating. One time I was in a maxi skirt, and I was like, well, I'm just going to have to pretend that that didn't happen. And I rolled it up and knotted it up, and people were like, that looks so cute now.
The skirt. I thought you meant the roast.
I went to go use...
I thought you meant your sleeve.
That does not make it sound very attractive.
I went to go use a porta potty, and I was like, I can't use a porta potty in a maxi dress. I'll just squat over here. Nobody will know. And I peed on it like an idiot.
Wait. This is probably a dumb question.
Okay.
Why would you be able to squat and pee but not go in a porta potty?
Because
with
when
that
you
dress?
Go into a porta potty with a maxi dress on, you're not going to fold it all the way down and reveal your whole body. But if you pull it up, the chances of the maxi dress splashing the back of the porta potty or the side of the porta potty at that moment, I was like, that's kind of gross. And what I should have done is just tied it before I got in there, lifted it up, squatted, and then been fine.
Yeah.
But instead, I was like, I'll just go around the back, and I'll just squat and pee right here. It'll be way easier. I won't have to wait in a line. I won't have to get in a porta potty. And then I peed on myself. It was terrible.
That's not great.
No.
That would be very frustrating.
It was. And then I partied the rest of the night. It was so gross.
1-800-947-3979. Number three. I know this one's happened to all the guys because it's come up on the show before. Daydream about insane scenarios that will never happen but in those scenarios you're the main hero who swoops in to save the day.
Of course.
Things like how to land an entire airplane or who's going to stop this robbery that we're all scared of.
That's like 80% of my day.
Yeah, that's why they make those types of action movies geared toward guys. Those are the fantasies we have. Mm-hmm. Saving entire groups of people from the rogue terrorists.
Yeah.
Getting everyone out of the burning building.
Yeah.
Being the first on the scene at a bad accident where you save everyone.
Yeah.
Or you lift the car off the trapped victim.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had that?
Hero dreams?
No.
Maitland, have you ever had hero dreams?
I'm trying to save
nobody. Oh, yeah.
You have?
Yeah. More so just like helping another lady out. Like there was one time there was a lady who kept trying to push a guy away at the bar. And I kept thinking, what can I do in this moment? What can I do? And the whole drive home, I fantasized about what I could have done.
Oh, yeah. Like flatten his nose.
Yeah.
Push the bones up into his brain.
Or just walked up to her and said like, hey, oh my God, it's been so long. I've been looking for you all night.
Something
there have
definitely been times out in public where I've just been like, no, you don't get to talk to her like that, total stranger.
That's not daydreaming, though.
I know,
that's
but
doing.
The daydreaming part of it, I'm never like, man, I wish something tragic and terrible would happen so I could save people.
I never wish for it.
It's the fantasy of that if something did happen, you'd be able to help.
If something bad does happen, you know what the first thing I'm going to do is? Kind of look around from my hiding spot and see if that man in my imagination is there because he's not where I'm sitting. That's for sure. Nose picking. It says all guys pick their nose. But
everyone picks their nose.
Men and women both pick their nose. And if you don't, you're a liar.
I don't trust anyone that says that they don't pick their nose. Yeah, then you know they're lying.
It feels so good. And even if you just blow your nose, and fine. But you know when you blow that massive booger out and you feel it hit the Kleenex, it's the best feeling ever.
Yeah, and even if
you're going to look at it.
And even if you hardly ever do it, every so often, we all know, like, there's just that one. You can't get it. By blowing alone.
Yeah, I gotta unattach
this from the back hairs. Like, it's in there.
Yeah, I can't blow this one out.
Mm-mm, nope. It's living there until I extract it.
Uh-huh, I'm gonna have to dig.
Mm-hmm.
This text, I can't stop laughing at Hot Wings saying the skin sticks to the skin. Yeah, especially if there was a number 3 involved the night before. That number 1 goes everywhere.
Yep. That's factually accurate.
It's like like one of those wacky things the kids play in with the arms spinning around, the water going everywhere.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Like even as a guy, it's a useful thing to go to the bathroom before you fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
After you've done your thing.
The movie Me, Myself, and Irene with Jim Carrey.
A long time ago.
Well, you remember, at one point when he doesn't know he's got multiple personalities, his naughty personality had sex the night before, and regular him doesn't realize it in the morning, and so the scene in there, it's funny because he starts to go and it goes everywhere, and that's when he's like, oh no, what did I do with her last night? That kind of thing.
Yep.
This one makes sense. I'm over a foot taller than my wife, and so I'm the big spoon, but nothing makes me happier in my marriage than being the little spoon. Little spoon's pretty sweet when it happens.
Yeah, I like being spooned sometimes. Absolutely. It feels nice.
Okay. So I'm a yes for every one of these. Steve, you a yes for every one of these?
Yeah, I was making a mark, but I clearly don't need to.
Yeah.
Because.
All right, this next one, I feel like Hot Wings is going to say no.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
But I don't think it's just guys. Maybe it is. You're getting ice if you have an ice maker in your fridge. Steve, do you have one?
Yep.
Hot Wings?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't want you guys accusing me of thinking I'm better than you. But yes, we have one. One, you know how sometimes it comes out too fast and one rogue piece of ice goes, bah! Falls on the floor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You ever kick it under the fridge?
Yeah.
No.
Of course.
I got you, Steve.
No.
Me and you are men.
Either the fridge or the stove, which is...
No, I pick it up and I throw it in the sink.
Well, sometimes I do that, but more often than not, it'll dry out.
Sometimes I'll usually call one of the dogs and hope that they'll pick it up.
Yeah. But what, most, well, the reason I started kicking under the sink is most of the time they pick it up, they bite it, and then they kick it under the fridge by accident. Kelly, have you never done that?
No, I'm going to pick it up and throw it either in the dog bowl or in the sink.
Maitland, you ever kick an ice cube under the fridge?
No.
When it went rogue?
No, because anytime I would do that as a kid, my mom would get up without fail like 2 seconds later and be like, who left this here? And I'm like, oh.
What, does she look under the fridge every time she got up?
No, I just usually would miss and it would bounce off the fridge and then I'd just walk away.
And then just leave it there.
A snail trail of water?
That's what my brothers did. They just leave it on the floor. So then I'd walk around, you know, my socks or little house slippers. And I'd step in water, and then I'd have wet socks or wet slippers, and that was not cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's no good. The next one, singing along to a song that they shouldn't like, but you do. Like a guilty pleasure song. Everybody's got that.
Yeah.
That's men and women, right?
I like all kinds of music. So, yeah, I'll sing along. If I know it even barely, regardless of genre, I will try to sing along. It could be ABBA. And I'll go, I kind of know this a little.
I don't have any shame. I don't think that there's songs that I shouldn't
like. I'm with you.
No.
First of all, the songs I really do like that I'm not ashamed of, everybody thinks suck anyway. So the ones that, God forbid a pop song.
I like.
All guys, it says, this next one's a two-parter. All guys sniff their armpits to make sure they don't smell. True or false? For you. Alex.
Sometimes, yeah.
Steve?
If I have any suspicion, if I smell a little something... Yeah, if I'm suspicious at all, I go, is that me?
Now
And sometimes you go, it's not.
The
awesome.
Second part of that, they say all guys, when they do smell, often go back for a second whiff because they like the smell of their own cooking. I do not think that's true.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't hate mine as much as I would be offended by someone else's. But no, I don't care for that smell. I don't. Like underarm smell.
This one. All men look at other guys on the street and imagine a one-on-one brawl where they end up winning with some cool moves, even if the other guy is taller and better built. I don't do that.
No. Maybe as a teenager I thought that at some point, but no. I've never been a fighter. So there have been certain, like, real people, but actual like individuals that I've thought, God, I would really like to get into a fight and feel like I could beat him up. But not just random people on the street. Like there's a guy on the sidewalk. I'd like to take him in a fight. Like,
they say, right.
I don't really think that way. No.
All men shove their hand down their pants just because, like when they're sleeping or watching TV, you just shove your hand down there. It feels warm and comforting. I don't do that.
I'm not a hand down the pants person. No.
I've noticed lately in the last year or so that I sleep with my hand in between my knees. Like I'll lay down because I'm a side sleeper most of the time, and I'll tuck my hand right in between my knees.
I do. Is that for comfort or because you don't want your knee bones to touch?
No. Well, probably a little bit of both, but more, I think most because it's warm.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. I fall asleep that way.
Yeah.
If it's in the wintertime, especially, because, yeah, it's chilly. My hands are cold and my knees are warm. But, yeah, I don't want to shove it. I don't put it on my package typically.
No.
This text, do all guys click the grilling tongs at least 3 times before using them to flip the meat? I do, and I wonder if I'm alone.
No, I don't.
I don't have
I don't think I do. I don't think I have a. Like I don't have a barbecuing ritual like that, I don't think.
Yeah, Freebeard just learned tongs. Like,
yeah, he didn't even know
year.
They did that. Yeah.
Love to fight back. All men hate when other men or anyone passes them on the road, this text says.
I actually don't, but I think a lot of people do because, you know, we've all been in that situation where you pass someone and then get back over and then they pass you and then slow back down. You go, what game are we playing right now? Because usually I think to myself, I don't care if you go faster or slower, just... Let's not be in each other's way. I don't know why this is so hard.
I'm a you do you kind of driver.
Yeah,
yeah.
I am too.
Yeah, whatever you got to do. You want to go fast? You want to go slow? I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I do most of the passing, but if somebody passes me, as long as they keep going and don't get in my and don't slow back down, I don't care. Well, what do I care?
Now, listeners are adding the all men now. This one, all men can walk into a room. This is from the 217, filled with men they don't know, and find one that they hate. Just by the way he looks or the vibe he gives off. I've never seen the guy before, but you start off not liking him.
Yeah, probably. I probably could.
That's not just men, right?
I mean, it seems really judgy.
It is judgy. Of course, women are judgy. But sometimes guys or women, for that matter, have a look that just goes, God, they just look like an a-hole. Or they have a demeanor.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that every time I've been in a large room, I've thought, there's that one person that I know I'm not going to like. I don't think that.
No.
I
could, though, if somebody said, I want you to go into this room and find the person that you like least. I go, okay, I'll pick somebody.
No problem.
Yeah, that'd be easy.
Look,
sounds like you guys do that.
No, we could do it.
No, I'm just saying I could do it. The emailer or whatever said a guy can do this. Yeah, I can do it. I don't do that usually.
I will tell you.
I look for people to hate.
I think I used to do that all the time, and I will tell you why that changed, because it made me feel like a horrible person a long time ago in college. And we'll get more of your texts and emails.